It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Let's pick a team here, and we'll start that team to begin next hour.
All right, we got a new team. And this team, oh, this should be interesting. The Baltimore Ravens, the team that took money out of my pockets in the AFC divisional game against the Buffalo Bills. Ravens.
Yeah, I think that happens.
Mm-hmm. Arcandrew said that, though, he's looking forward to week one against Buffalo. A little redemption. Yeah, if he could refund me my money.
Drop another two-point conversion.
How about fumble the football again?
Let's do this. I think it's a bad job by me. We should give the BetMGM win total to start also.
Let's do it.
For each,
right,
for the team that we do.
I'll pull this up right here real quick. I have Baltimore Ravens. Gotcha. Want to give it up?
11.5, juiced slightly towards the over. Minus 115 towards the over at BetMGM for Baltimore.
High number, man.
Okay. Let's just, we'll do week one. They are a toss-up on the road at Buffalo on Sunday Night Football, which is like an absolute certified banger.
Yeah.
Really just to use the, just to bring back like the Usher, my friends and I always used to say, we would say this about girls that we really liked. From a 1 to 10, she's a certified 20. I think we still say it sometimes. We don't like hang out as much.
It's a really good line.
But from a 1 to 10, this game in week one is a certified 20. Right, Ravens-Bills?
It's a hell of a game. Anyway, it was such a great game. I mean, didn't work out for us financially, but like all bets aside, it was a really entertaining football game. And these are the last two MVPs. Why not on Sunday Night Football? Like, it's a hell of a game.
The other line that we used to use was, we had a bong that we used to call Smile on the Rocks because we loved the song Grills with Paul Wall and Nelly. If I could call it a drink, call it a Smile on the Rocks. Right. If I could call out a price... Let's say I'd call out a lot. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will begin hour number two, 8 buckets with the Baltimore Ravens here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.
Business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. On the BetMGM network.
Now that's an open. The only thing, candidly, the only thing that open is missing, Joe Buck and Kevin Harlan and Iron Eagle, is me talking for like 18 seconds on how Michael Porter Jr. fits in Jordy Fernandez's Brooklyn Nets offense this year. It's the only thing missing. Otherwise, it's great. Otherwise, it's awesome. The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better, You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, the crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Got through the New York Football Giants in hour number one. 8 buckets. And we continue on now.
Do you still have your bucket hat? Are we going to get that for tomorrow? What's going on?
It's at my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah, you said that yesterday. I thought you were going to go like after the show and go get it.
I did say that.
I rest my case.
My wife and I, we watched the season finale, the season 4 finale of The Bear last night instead. And then I put my general manager hat on and I played NBA 2K25.
What year are you in?
Well, with this franchise?
Oh, that's right, because you're not the Blazers anymore. Which team are you now?
Oh, I was the Blazers, then I was the Sonics. So I took over the Pelicans and I moved them to Seattle.
Love to
Then I was the Raptors, and now I'm the Phoenix Suns, which are a fascinating rebuild because they have no picks when you start. Like, think about the condition the Suns are in.
Yes. So you start with the team that just played this. So you have Durant and Booker and Beal.
You have Durant, Booker, and Beal, correct.
So you have to offload them.
Yeah, and you can't get rid of Beal's contract. It's impossible to get rid of because he's making so much money. And dude, the NBA CBA is so brain dead. Like, it's actually so bad. Because if you want to trade Bradley Beal, it's making $53 million. Like, you have to get $53 million back in salary.
Correct.
Or the team has to be able to absorb $53 million. And like, no one can absorb that much money. Like, the Nets can. Like, that's it.
So do players have no trade clauses in 2K, or like that's like not a thing? Like, you don't have to worry about that. Oh, they do.
I know this because I gave like some jabroni player with a 77 rating. Like, I didn't even know I gave him a no trade clause, and I was like trying to like execute a trade at the deadline. And it's like, so and so like won't waive his no trade clause. It's like, son of a bitch. I'm playing in the video game.
That's amazing.
Like, this is not real life.
If it wouldn't like just absolutely like raise hell in my home, like I would absolutely get this game. Like I have FOMO not being able to play this game. Like, I'm just
my wife. I think. Okay, so I'm in my studio is in my basement, right? And my PlayStation's here also, my PS5.
Oh, strategic placement.
So so last night, my wife was going to like clean up after my daughter. This is terrible. It really is. It's not like actually terrible, but it's not great. I really wanted to get like 15 minutes in. I told my wife.
Trades and players.
I have to go downstairs and quote, do something for work. I'm trying to like, if I could,
so
I'm trying to think now. My wife hates the video game. I'm trying to, I'm 42. I'm a father. Try to like, tell your wife, like, what would she be more mad at? I'm playing NBA 2K25 or I am conducting an affair downstairs, which would make her angrier. It might be 2K.
It might be the 2K, honestly.
It might be 2K.
I can only speak to my household with confidence. I think for me, it might be the 2K as well. Like my wife despises video games.
Is this like a wife thing?
I don't know. But because she didn't even grow up with them, like, really, in her household.
I think her parents did.
Oh, man. Well, I told her, I was like, we're having a kid. Like, the kid's getting a video game. Like first of all, when they grow up older, but... But yeah, despises video. Like, when the NCAA game came out for the first time last year in like 15 years, or whatever, I was like, oh, can I get like a PS5? She's like, absolutely not. And I was just like, all right, I know this is not a hill I want to die on, so I'm not going to push back any further. But I've like
Sounds
joked
really
about
pathetic,
it.
Pathetic, right? That you have to like ask your wife for permission. Like, I want to, but she said hey, no.
It's a lifetime contract that we signed up for. It's what we signed up for. And I wouldn't change a thing.
And
I love
she has a no trade clause.
Yes.
She's not waving it. Not yet, at least. You keep playing no. video games and she'll consider it.
No. We don't need to take that. The divorce is a fifth apron. You don't want to go ahead and do
yeah,
that.
That's fair. Like, yeah, we're way past the divorce. You're way past the second apron.
Yeah. Ain't no coming back from that.
You're past the luxury tax. Yeah, we're at half yes. of net worth pending prenuptial agreements. anyway, yeah, so that's why I didn't get the bucket hat.
Gotcha. Tomorrow?
I'll tell you what, man. Maybe. Yeah, but maybe. I'm actually going to be in the... Yeah, I think yes, actually, for tomorrow.
But you got to clear some more cap space.
yeah, I love it. I actually was thinking, being serious.
It sounds the greatest.
So I'm watching... I'm only like three or four episodes into Andor on Disney Plus Star Wars. Like, it is a objectively, like, magnificent show. It's awesome. And my sister... So I guess it was for my birthday. It was a while ago. Got me this book that I wanted to read. It's called Tomorrow, Tomorrow. It's the only reason I say the name is because it's relatively new. It came out, I think, like a year or two ago, maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a very popular book called Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. And I keep thinking to myself, okay, I want to watch Andor or I want to read this book. And yet every night, I'm trying to work out like extending contracts and making deals at the deadline for my fictitious, you know, franchise, the Phoenix Suns in the year of our Lord 2039. I can't stop. I might be addicted. Okay. $8 or anything else now?
Let's go $8. Let's
okay.
do that.
Jake, let's fire the music back up as we get through the Baltimore Ravens here. Okay, so week one for the Ravens. Toss-up on the road in Buffalo in a game from a 1 to 10 is a certified 20. Home Browns week two. Blowout win.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, let's have an interesting one here. Home Lions week three.
Ooh. Likely win. I think this is a likely.
More than three.
Yeah.
Definitely. More than three.
They're going to be so good. The Ravens. And they're going to tempt everybody once again, but I will not fall for it this year.
Week four, it's a crazy opening schedule. It actually, like, the schedule is really tough for Baltimore. Week four at Kansas City.
Toss up.
Week five, home Texans.
Likely win.
No way.
You think blowout?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, because Houston's, what, their win total is 9.5, Ravens 11.5. Man, that's, wow. Yeah, they are rated very high.
Okay, Ravens like, I'd say it was Ravens 6.5. I bet Baltimore, I wouldn't even
bet people want to, Ravens 7.5, though, what are you doing? Maybe that's just the right number?
Teasing the Ravens.
Perhaps. I don't know.
I think I'm
more into the Texans than you are, but you're probably right, though. It's probably blowout.
All right, week six, home Rams.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably blowout win. If we're going to say, I get like the Rams
are higher. Texans
are probably similar, but not by much, though. I mean, that's coming off of three week one.
But the Rams have like no home field. Like the betting market's saying that the Rams are a good amount better than Houston.
I don't want to say they have no home field. They have like it's not a great one. I think it's probably like maybe like half a point or a point. But yeah, they're better. So I guess we can say
likely win.
Likely win for Baltimore then.
I'm percolating on a take.
Baltimore's already surpassed the Giants, by the way, and we're like five games in.
Oh yeah, this is Super Bowl 35. No, yeah, it's not. They're not even in the same galaxy.
I guess six games in, but yeah.
I have not placed a bet. I reserve the right to change my mind as soon as next segment. I think the Texans are going to beat the Rams in week one in Los Angeles, but we can address that at another time. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Ravens then go on their bye. Week eight, home Bears.
Yeah. Blowout win.
Blowout win. Week nine at Miami.
Likely win, I think. I don't know if it's blowout territory yet. I think it's just likely.
I don't think Miami's like maybe they'll be one of the worst teams, but.
And they have a good home field, too. It'd be hot as hell down there.
Week 10 at Minnesota.
Toss up. You think?
No, definitely more than three. Right now, it's more than three.
Yeah,
Vikings are dogs on the road at Chicago in week one.
Yeah. Likely what, man.
Okay, right. Well, let's just continue.
At
Cleveland.
That's a blowout win.
Okay. Home Jets.
Blowout win.
Home Bengals.
Likely win.
Home Steelers.
I mean, it's...
blowout win.
I think it's a blowout win, but I feel like everyone's going to bet Pittsburgh, though. But it's probably a blowout win.
At Cincy.
Likely win.
Toss up.
Yeah.
I don't think the Ravens are minus three at Cincy.
Burrow can't be more than a field goal at home. So okay. Toss up.
Home Patriots.
That's a blowout.
At the Packers. Toss up. At the Steelers.
Ooh, that's a late game against Packers. At Steelers, that is a likely win.
And where does that leave us with the 2025 Baltimore Ravens?
So tacking on this one at Steelers, 13.5 is what I got.
Okay. The win total for Baltimore is 11.5, juice slightly to the over. We have a 2-win difference based on point spreads for the Ravens.
They're going to be a wagon. I don't think anyone arguing that. Like, and if we're talking regular season, the Baltimore Ravens, I think, are going to be like, I think they're the best team in the league when you just look at them on paper. But we've had this conversation about this team. I don't trust it at all.
Wait till we get to the team they're playing in week one.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a doozy right there.
And what eight buckets is going to be for Buffalo. So just to reiterate, if you're going off point spreads and the formula that we use for eight buckets, the Ravens are a full 2 wins higher.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I think the betting market, Femi, has every team in the division in the AFC North mispriced. All four.
Ooh.
I think the Ravens are better than expected. I would only bet they're over. Only. And I might do it. I think the Steelers are better than the betting market says. I think the Browns are better than the betting market says. And I think the Bengals are worse than the betting market says.
I agree with all of that. The Steelers to finish second. See if you like this bet. Steelers to finish second in the AFC North, +290.
You don't even have to continue.
+290.
I like it. Yes.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.